A parent's worst fear is getting a call in the middle of the night saying your child was in a car accident and has been rushed to the emergency room. That call was sent out to my friend Bobby's parents one night. His sister had been in a car accident and was in intensive care. One of the passengers had been killed on impact, while the driver and Kelly, Bobby's sister, were brought to the emergency room. The next 48 hours were hell for the Phillips family. They waited for the doctor to come out with okay, but it never came. Eventually, Kelly went brain dead, and they had to take her off life support. I knew Kelly Phillips through hockey. We had played together in youth. She was never the best player on the team or the star. She was actually just a swingline player for the high school team. Regardless, she always had others' best interest at heart and looked to help anyone in need. Our entire team went through extreme grief after her death. For me, I didn't know how to help Bobby deal with his sister's death, and the hockey team was also trying to recover from her loss. Not because of her hockey skills, but because of the energy and light Kelly brought to the team. No one knew how to handle the death of someone so young. I saw some truly wonderful things come out of Kelly's death, though. Her father created a program after her accident to raise money for underprivileged kids, so they have a chance to play hockey. This program also asks for volunteers to help teach the kids how to play hockey. I volunteered at the camps, and the change and happiness you see in the kids is unbelievable. One specific memory from volunteering at the camp is a little boy named Angel, who was too afraid to step onto the ice at the beginning of the week. But by the end of the camp, he was skating around as one of the best players on the ice. To see the fear slowly leave Angel's face throughout the camp was truly a humbling experience. Also, an award was created in Kelly's name that a player on the high school team who embodied her personality and love for the game receives at the end of the year. This award is almost, if not more, important to our team than the MVP award. I was lucky enough to receive this award in my senior year. Kelly's dad announces the award winner during our end-of-the-year banquet. I know Mr. Phillips very well, and shaking his hand after he announced me as the recipient was a moment I will never forget. I feel as though receiving this award has made me think of my actions more and try to reach the expectations of the amazing person Kelly Phillips was. I believe in the power of death. Although Kelly's death was a tragedy, the outcomes from it have touched so many lives. Although she wasn't the best player on the team, her jersey number was retired in respect for her, and every player since has strived to receive the Kelly Phillips Award